Everybody, Champion Slate with you throughout the night. It was a rainy night a night ago. Good thing is the Shepherds played in the morning. And the good thing is tonight, it is a picture-perfect night. Just a couple scattering of clouds.
And I want to be, back on the inside.
6:35 first pitch between the Biloxi Shepherds and the Mystic Freight.
You
aren't out the ballpark yet. Still time to come on down. Get your tickets.
And I don't
Thursday.
Know.
At MGM Park. Shepherds fell yesterday morning into this six-game set by a 4-2 score. This entire series against the Shuckers. Shuckers having a lot of run, and they're hitting just 122 at the plate against the Braves starting
pitcher.
And will take on a former bigwigger, Scott Blewett, on the hill for the Braves. Well, the Shuckers go with the guy who's been a real good start in Carlos Rodriguez. After this, it's time for today's pregame interview. We talk with Nick Bennett. I switched to a relief role this year. We talk a bit about what it's been like switching to that relief role, playing in the College World Series in the short.
I never should have thrown away.
During every game. That comes your way next. The Biloxi Shuckers pregame show before first pitch at 6:35.
At Glass Doctor, our trained specialists are experts at fixing foggy and cracked glass, leaving any residential window looking like new without replacing the entire window. Bring back the view of any window with Glass Doctor. Visit glassdoctor.com to request a free estimate on repairing your foggy or cracked windows. Let Glass Doctor bring back your view.
Call the Glass Doctor, we'll fix your paint.
Oh yeah!
Want a fun, family-affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Watch the Shuckers take on the Trash Pandas in style on Saturday, July 15th at 6:05 with a Shuckers bucket hat giveaway for the first 1,000 fans presented by Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Biloxi. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun. Join the Shuckers every Friday home game for the best fireworks show on the coast. Start your weekend off right with the Boys of Summer, baseball, and fireworks. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Want to roll out the barrel and grab a beer? Come out to MGM Park for Brew Crew Tuesday, presented by FEB Distributing during every Shuckers Tuesday home game. Enjoy the game in style with a souvenir tumbler at the first and third base beer gardens for $12 and $6 refills. Our beer gardens feature premium craft beers from the coast and beyond. The only way to be a part of the fun is to get to the ballpark. Reserve your seat today at MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Lever roll is really nice. I wake up and feel very refreshed the next day and ready to attack the day again. So I think that's been my favorite part about it so far.
Well, there we go. But back to your amateur baseball career. You had an incredible opportunity in high school to play at Art Bishop Mueller High School in Ohio and then Louisville, where you played with Henry Davis, number one overall pick, Reed Detmers, and Brendan McKay. Brendan McKay's already in the bigs with the Rays. What was it like pitching with a Cardinal team that was just ridiculously filthy?
We went to Omaha twice, my freshman year and my junior year, and the goal in college baseball is to go to Omaha, and when you play baseball with guys like Brendan McKay, Henry Davis, and Reed Detmers, your team usually has a decent chance of getting to the end goal. A lot of college baseball players don't even get to go to Omaha one time, and just the fact that we got to go twice, it definitely was, all three of those guys were huge contributions to all of those teams that went to Omaha. Having Henry behind the plate was fantastic, and when Reed was on the mound, you always knew what we were going to get, and then obviously having Brendan McKay hitting and pitching, doing it all, you knew what we were going to get from that guy too. So it was very special playing with those guys, and they were not just good baseball players, but they're great clubhouse guys too. Really, really nice guys, and guys that, you know, mesh well with the team. And that's the other thing that I think was so great for us, is our team was super well knitted and together, and I think that makes a difference as to why we went to Omaha twice.
What was it like, and what is it like playing in Omaha, TD Ameritrade Field, the mecca of college baseball? You can see it on TV, but to experience it in person as a player has to be a whole nother ball.
To this day, it is definitely the best baseball experience I've had. Now, I definitely have aspirations of playing in the big leagues and, you know, winning a World Series one day and playing playoff baseball, and I'll get to that one day, but you know, the college baseball scene, that is what everybody strives for, and obviously, Omaha, Nebraska is in a super big town, so when these teams come there, it is just all college baseball fans, and we saw some really crazy crowds with a lot of people and a lot of cameras all over the place, and it's also really cool because ESPN does a great job of broadcasting all of us and all the games to, you know, kind of spread the word of college baseball out there, because it does get left behind, I feel like, sometimes in the realm of college sports. You think of college football and college basketball, but college baseball is so up and coming, and there are just so many good, talented players in college baseball that makes it so fun.
Yeah, we talked to TJ Shook yesterday and talked about playing in the SEC in South Carolina. He talked about it's like playing against a team in high A or a team in double A. In college baseball, one of the best things in the country going on. You know, it's sad that it kind of gets left behind with how much fun it is to watch. But one of the big things for anyone that's seen you on the mound this year is your glove. It is teal and orange.
Yep.
Why?
Last year I went with, or 2 years ago, when my mother was battling breast cancer, I had a pink glove to represent her out on the field whenever I was pitching, with some writing on it, just some words of encouragement when I would go out on the mound. And then last year I went with a mint green glove, and you know, there's no rhyme or reason as to the glove colors. I'm kind of on the website designing the glove, and I like to have one glove that is a little bit more subtle, and then I like to have one that pops out a little bit. So this year I have a navy glove with some tan lacing, and then I obviously have the bright blue and orange, and a lot of the guys like it in the clubhouse too. It is a different colored glove. Most guys don't use gloves like that, but you know, I just think that goes with my imagination and just kind of, you know, having fun with the game of baseball a little bit.
Do you and Abner Uribe have a competition? Because I've heard of the rainbow glove. He's obviously got a crazy colored glove too, but is there a competition between you two of which can come up with the craziest? Yeah. Or is it a brainstorming session of what can we come up with to use?
You know, I actually have never spoke about our gloves with Uribe, but the great part about that is we both do have very similar colored gloves, and you know, I just think that goes to speak about his personality as well and mine. And you know, we like to have fun with what we're doing, and you know, like to be seen with what we're doing. And I think that's why we both chose colored gloves like that, and we love it.
Great minds think alike, right?
That's right. Great minds think alike.
Well, Nick, thanks so much for joining us.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
This has been today's pregame interview. Shuckers and M Braves at 6:35.
Favorite jeans, favorite shirt. I can make a sausage and I'm firing it up. Yeah, everybody knows how to get my grill on.
Konecka Sausage is the exclusive sausage sponsor and hot dog provider of MGM Park. Find them at your next trip to MGM Park at the first and third base concession stands.
That's how I get my grill on.
Join the Shuckers every Friday home game for the best fireworks show on the coast. Start your weekend off right with the Boys of Summer, baseball, and fireworks. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com. Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Be one of the first 1,000 fans in the ballpark on Saturday, July 1st at 6:05 and receive a Shuckers Hawaiian shirt presented by Konecka Sausage. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun. Join the Shuckers at MGM Park on Saturday, August 12th at 6:05 as they take on the Tennessee Smokies and celebrate Olympic royalty for Women in Sports Night. The Shuckers are set to honor Gulfport's own Brittany Reese, a three-time Olympic medalist and seven-time world champion, with a bobblehead in her likeness for the first 1,000 fans. Visit the MGM Park box office or visit BiloxiShuckers.com to get your tickets for the celebration.
His 2-2 offer is swung on and missed, and Nick Bennett, a new career high.
In time, the tag from Caro, a terrific relay.
He leaps out, and he makes the catch and a dive.
This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Cruisin' WGCN. Your home for every strikeout.
Swung through and missed. It's a new career high for Victor Castaneda.
Home run.
Curio swings and hammers this one to right. Conine goes back, looks up, and it's gone! Jackson Curio, first double-A home run!
And Shuckers walk-off.
Jackson Curio, a two-home run game, and the Shuckers win it 7-6!
All season long.
The Biloxi Shuckers are going back to the Southern League Championship Series.
Time to head out to the ballpark for first pitch with the voice of the Shuckers, Javik Blake.
Welcome to MGM Park and welcome to MGM Park on a beautiful Thursday night for baseball as the Biloxi Shuckers at 10-7 on the year, winners of four of their last five, take on a team that's won three of their last four in the 6-11 Mississippi Braves. Hello, everybody. Welcome inside our coverage on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network and Valley Live. Jacob Blake along with you throughout the night as the Shuckers take on the M-Braves. Carlos Rodriguez on the hill for the Shuckers. Andrew Moritz leads it off. Rodriguez out to make his fourth start of the year. A 2.25 ERA over 12 innings pitched. Faces a lineup that starts off with Andrew Moritz. Cal Conley bats second. First pitch to the lefty, Moritz is up and in. We're officially underway. First pitch time at 6:36 p.m. Beautiful night on the Mississippi Gulf Coast, 71 degrees. The pitch is roped in the air, down the right field line, and drops in for a base hit. Moritz has his eighth hit in his last six games, extends his hit streak to four in a row. Now brings up the switch hitting Cal Conley. Gives us a chance. Set the defense for the Shuckers. Noah Campbell is in left. Jackson Churio in center. Carlos Rodriguez is in right. Tyler Black's at third. Freddy Zamora at short. Isaac Collins at second. And Xavier Warren at first. The first pitch is a called strike one. The count goes to no balls and one strike on the switch hitting Conley. Hitting 217 this year. 309 the OBP. The 0-1 delivery. Swing and a miss. 92-mile-an-hour fastball was late on it. Count goes to 0-2.
By the way, that first pitch weather today, 71 degrees and partly cloudy. Wind, non-existent. Second day in a row, we haven't seen any wind here at MGM Park. Check back to first, and Moritz is back in time. Moritz, not a big stolen base threat. Rodriguez comes home, and it's smacked foul. Count stays at no balls and two strikes. Low line drive missile into the stands on the third base side. Count stays at 0-2. Conley's had a couple late swings from that left-handed box. But he's staying alive. Chokes up on the bat. Rodriguez comes home inside. And the count goes to one ball and two strikes. Rodriguez this year, 16 strikeouts and 12 innings pitched. Comes in with a 2.25 ERA. For a kid who's just in the second year of his professional career. The 1-2 delivery. Lifted foul. Again on the third base side out of play. Count stays 1-2. Early on in this one, top of the first inning. Andrew Moritz off first. Scoreless between the M Braves and the Shuckers. Rodriguez delivers. Changeup misses low. Count goes to two balls and two strikes. He's got that changeup, a fastball, a curveball, and a slider for Rodriguez. He's all of 21 years old. Native of Rivas, Nicaragua. The pitch home. Up high. Count goes to three balls and two strikes. The walks were a bit of an issue last time out for Rodriguez. Walked three in three innings at Rocket City. Check back to first. Almost got Moritz leaning. Warren slaps the tang on him, but he's back in time. Rodriguez pitched in game one of the doubleheader. That was on Saturday afternoon. Shuckers ended up winning it 12-4. The 3-2 pitch, runner off the second pitch, misses inside. First two batters reach. Moritz to second, Conley to first. Brings up the left-handed hitting Cade Bunnell. Brings out the catcher, Wes Morton, already for a conversation with Rodriguez. Bunnell steps in from the left side. Park walks back to the plate. Park makes his seventh start of the year behind the plate. That ties him with Jefferson Caro for the most in the Shuckers. Him, Caro, and Nick Cale, three catchers on the roster, split the duty so far. Rodriguez checks around. Now comes home. Changeup, called strike one on the inside corner. Bunnell this year hitting 189 with the 283 OBP. Got a big one yesterday, though. Two-run homer in the first inning. Gave the M Braves an early 2-0 lead. Went on to win it 4-2. Rodriguez fires home. Swing and a miss. Goes to no balls and two strikes. And the home runs for the M Braves have been their main way of offense, not only in this series, but this year as a whole. Four home runs in the first two games of the six-game set. Rodriguez delivers. Curveball, roped foul. First base stands. Watch out. A couple of fans ducked out of the way. Count stays at no balls and two strikes. And working on the five Ds of dodgeball. Dodge, duck, dip, dive, and dodge. A couple people did both the dodges. Everybody's okay. Rodriguez delivers home. Up and away. Count goes to 1-2. Connolly at first, Moore at second. Top of the first inning. Scoreless between the M Braves and the Shuckers. Rodriguez checks second. Now delivers home. Up high, and the count evens up. Two balls and two strikes. Rodriguez wears the high black Sox. Shuckers wearing their alternate blue jerseys with their Marvel Defenders of the Diamond hat. Got a superhero version of the Shuckers oyster. The 2-2 delivery. Foul back. Count stays 2-2. Meanwhile, the M Braves are rocking with their red tops. This is the same jersey matchup, different colored pants because the Shuckers were on the road, but it's the same jersey matchup as far as the tops and the hats that the Shuckers and M Braves wore on the Sunday game of their three-game series. That was Rodriguez's first start in Double A. Rodriguez delivers home. Swing and a miss. Dialed it up and blew a fastball right by Bonnell. First out of the inning. He's up the right-handed hitting Landon Stevens. It's the 17th strikeout of the year for Rodriguez. Guy who struck out over a batter an inning at each of his stops along his minor league career. Brings up righty Stevens, first pitch to him. Called strike at the top of the zone. Count goes to 0-1. Stevens this year hitting just 182 with a 292 OBP. Runners on first and second. Scoreless here on the first. Rodriguez delivers. Called strike on the inside corner. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes. This has been the thing for Rodriguez. The thing for pitchers in general. When he gets rolling, it's a hard train to stop. We saw it in his first start of the year against this M Braves team. The 0-2 delivery. Misses off the outside corner. Rodriguez thought it was strike three. Took about four steps towards the Biloxi dugout in the first base side, but just took a long walk out behind the mound, and he's ready to go. From the stretch comes set. Now fires. Slider misses away. Count evens up 2-2. Rodriguez's first start of the year. Struck out 8, walked 3 in 4 innings. That was that second shutout the Shuckers had on opening weekend. 4-0 win against the M Braves. Took the series 2-1. 2-2 pitch. Curveball. Swing and a miss. Beautiful pitch for Rodriguez. Back-to-back strikeouts brings up the left-handed hitting Drew Campbell. Conley at first, Moritz at second. Scoreless here in the top of the first inning. Campbell's been on fire this series. 5-for-8. Rodriguez trying to extinguish the flames. First pitch. Called strike on the outside corner. Camp goes to 0-1. Campbell on the year hitting 269 with a 309 OBP. Went 3-for-4 yesterday and smacked a home run and a double in the series opener on Tuesday. The 0-1 delivery. Foul back up and out of play. Count it. No balls and two strikes with two away. Rodriguez chance to get out of the inning, as there's about five different seagulls flying over the field right now. The pitch home. Fouled back. Out of play. Count stays at 0-2. The righty stares in. Now comes set. Rocks the blue and white Nike cleats. Delivers home, up and away. Fastball at 94, and the count goes to 1-2. Already a lengthy inning here for Rodriguez. Throw his 27th pitch, and it's away. Count evens up 2-2. He's not a guy that is able to go very long. His career high in pitches is just 89. Most he's thrown in a start this year is 72. The Shuckers' bullpen is already moving around. 2-2 delivery. Swing and lifted in the air out towards left. Campbell in the sun tries to fight it as he goes towards the line and makes the catch to end the inning. Rodriguez works out of some early trouble. No runs, one hit, no errors, and two runners left on base. After a half inning of play, we're scoreless. Shuckers to bat next on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Get out to MGM Park on Saturday, June 3rd at 6:05 against the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. The first 1,000 fans will receive a military jersey-themed lunchbox presented by ASAP. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
At Glass Doctor, our trained specialists are experts at fixing foggy and cracked glass, leaving any residential window looking like new. Visit GlassDoctor.com to request a free estimate and let Glass Doctor bring back your view.
Watch over 7,000 minor league games during the season with MILB.TV on the MILB First Pitch app and MILB.com. Sign up today at MILB.TV.
First inning back in Biloxi. David Blake back with you on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network and Valley Live. First time the Shuckers are up tonight. They go against the former big leaguer in the righty, Scott Blewett. Signed as a minor league free agent at the very end of spring training. Makes his second start of the year. First start lasted just 3 1/3 innings. Today faces the Shuckers in an offense that's trying to get something going against an Embraves starter. Unable to so far, haven't scored a run. First pitch to Campbell. Misses inside, and the count goes to 1-0. Shuckers have run into a couple of big horses. Tanner Gordon and Alan Ronhell have both been terrific in their starts. 11 2/3 scoreless between them. They allowed just three hits. The pitch up and away. Count goes to 2-0. Blewett, though, the veteran of this staff, 27 years old, today makes his 162nd career minor league start. 2-0 delivery. Campbell takes a strike on the outside corner. The count goes to 2-1. Pitch of the switch in, and Campbell. Swing and a miss. Count evens up 2-2. Campbell's in from the left side. Had a great start to the season. 5-for-18, and he's drawn 9 walks. That's a gaudy number early on. We're in the 18th game of the season for the Shuckers. 2-2 delivery. Swing and a miss. Fastball at 94 high in the zone. Blewett strikes out his first of the game and brings up the right-handed hitter, Jackson Churio. Right-handed bat digs in against the righty Blewett. Churio has been on a tear last 5 games. First pitch to him. It's a curveball. Misses up and in. Count goes to 1-0. Churio enters today 8-for-20 with a 978 OPS over his 5-game hit streak. Longest of his double-A career. 1-0 delivery. Churio takes inside, and the count goes to 2-2. It's a guy that's really starting to get comfortable at Double-A. Just 19 years old. Today faces Blewett, who's 8 years his senior. The pitch, swing and a miss. Count goes to 2-1. Churio, the youngest player in Double-A, turned 19 over 5 weeks ago. 2-1 delivery. Churio swings and lifts it in the air. Up on the infield, out behind second base. Connolly, the shortstop, moves over. Bunnell, the second baseman, gets under it. And retires Churio for the second out. Gives us a chance to set the defense for the Embraves. Andrew Moritz in left. Jacob Pearson in center. Landon Stevens is in right. First to third around the infield. Drew Lugbauer, Kate Bunnell, and Cal Connolly dot the middle. Second and short, though Phillip at third. And Arden Pass starts his second straight game behind the plate. The lefty Tyler Black that stands in. 2 outs, nobody on. First pitch. Takes a strike at the knees. Count goes to 0-1. Black bats third in this lineup. Xavier Warren's behind him. Freddy Zamora after that. And it's Carlos Rodriguez, Wes Clark, Jefferson Caro, and Isaac Collins. The 0-1 delivery.
Black
takes a strike on the outside corner. And quickly goes to no balls and two strikes. Lewitt about to throw just his 12th pitch of the inning. Been a good first couple batters. The pitch home.
Black swings and breaks his bat, rolls it to the ground to short. Conley picks it up, fires to first. Beats Black by a step. And that ends the inning.
No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We're scoreless after one.
And at the top of the second, Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network and Batley
Lights. Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
If you're ready to knock it out of the park this season with your heating and cooling needs, call Keats. When your AC isn't the coldest, call Keats Heating and Air. Our goal is to get you comfortable same day with affordable pricing and a team you can trust. Whether you're searching for maintenance, service, or replacement, we've got you covered. Remember, don't sweat the heat. Call Keats Heating and Air Conditioning at 228-265-8609.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Carlos Rodriguez back on the hill for the Shuckers. Bo Phillips beat it off. David Blake back with you on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network in Valley Live. Game three of a six-game set between these two teams. Pitching's dominated the series so far. Shuckers fell yesterday 4-2, and then game one won 4-3. Nobody scored more than four runs in a game yet in this series. Phillips stands in from the right side. And the first pitch from Rodriguez. Right to the inside corner for strike one against Brady. The pitch home. Fastball. Misses low and the count evens up one ball and one strike. Rodriguez kicks and fires home. Ground ball, left side of the mound. He snags it, spins, plants his feet, fires to first, and retires Phillip for the first down. A great play by Rodriguez. Spiraled off the mound, snagged it, fired over to first for the out. Drew Lugbauer comes in from the left side. Scoreless here in the top of the second inning. The pitch home, wave and a miss. Changeup at 84. And the count goes to 0-1. On the Brewer system tonight, it's a Nicaraguan start day. The pitch misses low and in. Count evens up, one ball and one strike. Rodriguez, a native of Rivas, Nicaragua, on the mound here in Double A. And at High A, Wisconsin, it's Steven Cruz. The pitch, swing and a miss. Goes to one ball and two strikes. Cruz, also 21 years old from Nicaragua. The 1-2 delivery. Up and away. Count evens up, two balls and two strikes. Rodriguez had a chance to represent his country in the World Baseball Classic. Was the starter in the country's first ever game at the WBC. 2-2 delivery. Called strike three. Curveball at the knees at 82. Lugbauer's retired for the second out. Arden Pass comes up. Right-handed bat. Two outs, nobody on. Scoreless here on the top of the second.
First pitch, curveball that bends in for strike one. The pitch inside, curveball that starts in the wrong place. It hits past. It's the free pass to first and now puts a man on first with two outs for the left-handed batting Jacob Pearson. Rodriguez delivers, misses inside. Count goes to one ball and no strikes. Rodriguez had a lengthy pitch count in the first inning. It's been a lot better here in the second. 1-0 delivery. Swing and rope down the right field line. Foul. Bangs off a seat. Right over to Carlos Rodriguez in right. Count evens up. One ball and one strike. Scoreless here in the second inning between these two teams. The pitch home. Lifted. Foul. Right above the dugout for the Embraves on the third base side. Count goes to 1-2. It's been a common theme tonight for the Embraves. Seems like every single time they foul one off, it's either roped and pulled or lifted away at the last moment down the third base line. The 1-2 delivery. Swing and a miss. Got him on the curveball. That's four strikeouts in two innings for Rodriguez and now 12-6. In his two starts this year against the Embraves. No runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base. We're an inning and a half, and we're scoreless at MGM Park. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network and Valley Live.
Featuring amazing views of MGM Park, downtown Biloxi, and the Mississippi Sound, the Renova Roofing Party Deck is the place to be this summer. The deck includes all-you-can-eat food and beverage service for 2 hours, as well as group recognition on the MGM Park video board during the game. Enjoy the scenic views of the game from the suite level. Get in the action and call 228-233-3465 today.
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Be one of the first 1,000 fans at MGM Park on Saturday, July 29th at 6:05 for a clear backpack giveaway presented by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Mississippi. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
Other teams might have season ticket holders, but in Biloxi, become a member of the team with a Shuck Nation membership. Pick your way to be at MGM Park for every big home run, late rally, and get out of your seat moment for the 2023 season with one of our memberships, starting as low as $27 a month. Memberships include flexible tickets, exclusive discounts, unique experiences, lasting memories, and more. Become a part of Shuck Nation today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-2465.
David Blake back with you on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network in Valley Live. Right now, the umpires are talking with the managers. Ray Valero Boulevard, the home plate umpire tonight, and first base umpire Bobby Tassone are speaking individually with Embraves manager Kanekoa Teixeira and Shuckers manager Mike Guerrero. Not sure what exactly the conversation's about, but now it's gone towards the starter today for the Embraves, Scott Lewin on the mound. A quick conversation. Walks away with a smile after talking to Tassone. Xavier Warren now steps in. First pitch. Called strike on the outside corner. Count goes to 0-1. Shuckers and Embraves are scoreless here at MGM Park. The pitch out. Warren swings and rolls on the ground. Backhanded by Lugbauer at first. Underhands to Blute, who taps the bag. And Warren's retired for the first out. Yeah.
While we get a moment, let's take 10 seconds for station identification on the Biloxi Shuckers broadcast network.
Cruisin', WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Freddie Zamora up, first pitch to him, a slider that misses away. And the count goes to one ball and no strikes. Zamora in from the right side against the righty Blewett. We're scoreless here in the bottom of the second inning between the Shuckers and the Embraves. The pitch home. Curveball misses in from Blewett. County goes to two balls and no strikes. Warren, check that. Zamora, Warren just grounded out. Zamora sitting 244 on the year with a 354 OBP. Blewett delivers. Zamora fouls it off. Count goes to two balls and one strike. Zamora's had a great little stretch here in his last five games. 5-for-16 at the plate. He's driven in 8. It's been the most impressive thing. The 2-1 delivery. Swing and ropes it down the left field line. Foul. Heads into the Embraves bullpen. Count evens up. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Zamora steps back in against the righty Blewett. The 2-2 pitch. Curveball swing and a miss. Blewett's retired. All 5 batters he's faced.
Here's right fielder number 10, Carlos Rodriguez.
With 2 outs and nobody on, scoreless here in the second. Brings up the left-handed hitting Carlos Rodriguez. Rodriguez steps in from the left side against Blewett. He kicks and fires home. Bunt shown, pulled back. And goes to 1-0. Rodriguez this year hitting a team best 283. With a 340 OBP. 1-0 delivery. Changeup. Called strike in the outside corner. Count evens up 1-1. The 1-1 delivery. Rodriguez takes a strike in the outside corner. Goes to 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rodriguez seems like he's been wearing different cleats every couple of games. He's got the road grays, the home whites, and today the alternate yellow cleats. Blewett's 1-2 pitch. Lifted foul. Back and slams off the wall that sits next to the press box. As the Brewers rode to the show map, where it shows all the affiliate logos. Count at 1 ball and 2 strikes with 2 outs. Blewett fires home. Backs up Rodriguez off the inside corner. Count evens up 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pitch home. Rodriguez swings and ropes this one in a center field, but right at Pearson, the center fielder, who takes 3 steps over and makes the catch to end the inning. Another 1-2 training from Blewett. He's set down each of the 6 batters he's faced and leaves us scoreless after 2. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network in Valley Live.
When it comes to top-notch AC installation and repair, AC Man in Ocean Springs knocks it out of the park. AC Man is your local Rheem dealer with affordable prices and convenient financing available. Of course, if you need maintenance and repair to your current unit, AC Man will be there in a jiffy to get you all cool and comfortable. Call AC Man in Ocean Springs at 228-875-4487. AC Man, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Anthony Bear Seal and the team at Seal's Tire and Auto Repair are a problem for car problems. They know oil changes, tire and brake issues, wheel alignments, and AC problems are gonna happen. So before car problems result in repairs, go see Bear. With honesty and integrity, they specialize in preventative maintenance so you can avoid screaming brakes, blown tires, and other high-dollar repairs. Seal's has over 20 years of experience, meaning the next time your car freaks out, you don't have to. Seal's Tire and Auto Repair, located on 25th Avenue in Gulfport, visit SealsTires.com.
Oh no, there's water everywhere.
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet.
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone in all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter!
The third inning between the M Braves and the Shuckers. David Blake back with you on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network in Valley Live. Carlos Rodriguez out to the hill. Faces the top of the M Braves order. First pitch to the left-handed Andrew Moritz. He's a called strike one in the outside corner. Rodriguez has been great. Well, just one hit, one walk, one delivery. Backs him up off the inside corner. Count evens up 1-1. Rodriguez kicks and fires home. Ground ball up and over his head, left side of the infield. Some more. The shortstop goes to barehand it. Can't quite get a finger on it. This is a single for Moritz. He's 2-for-2 today. It's both of the hits for the Empire. Ends up the switch hitting Cal Conley. Scoreless in this one, Rodriguez, the 21-year-old Nicaraguan native on the mound. Pitch to Conley. Swing and hits it in the air out towards right center field. Rodriguez, the right fielder, older and with the double cleats, makes the catch. First out of the inning brings up Cade Bennell. One out, runner on first. Scoreless here in the top of the third inning. Rodriguez delivers. Fastball misses low. Count goes to 1-0. Reminder, fans, you can text the booth. Let us know where you're listening from tonight. Text us at 601-514-0776. Check back to first, and Moritz is back in time. Again, let us know where you're tuning in from tonight with our text the booth line. 601-514-0776. The 1-0 delivery misses inside, and the count goes to 2-2. Moritz attempted to steal in the first inning, but it was on the pitch that walked Cal Conley. So he ended up being able to walk about a quarter of the way, at least a light jog into the bag. 2-0 delivery. Swing and a miss. Great changeup from Rodriguez. Count goes to 2-1. Bennell struck out in a fastball in the first inning. One of 4 strikeouts tonight from the right-hander. 2-1 delivery. Swing and a miss. Big curveball in the zone. Count evens up. 2-2. Rodriguez sends Moritz up first. Check back to first. Warren the tag. He just got back in time. Warren thought he had him. So did Rodriguez. It's a good move over to first. Moritz is trying to get a little extra. But he stays at first. Rodriguez delivers. Misses inside and the count goes full. It's the second time tonight that Moritz has been on first. And it's been a full count on a batter when he's been on base. We'll see if he goes this time. He went the first time around back in the first inning and ended up getting stranded at second. Leans a bit towards second. Check back to first. Warren the tag. He's back in time. And it goes down as a balk. The way the rule works, you get 2 disengagements, and then you get a third. And if you don't get the runner on the third attempt, then he automatically gets second and goes down as a balk. So Moritz now at second. Count full with 3-2 with 1 out. The fan pitch up and in, all four. Just like the first inning, it puts two runners on. Morris at second. This time it's Benell at first. Right-handed hitting Landon Stevens comes up. Scoreless here in the top of the third inning. Stevens struck out in a curveball in the first inning. Continues his struggles this year against the Shuckers. Just 1-for-16 against Biloxi. Rodriguez comes home. Slider misses away. The count goes to 1-1, no strikes. Stevens yet to get a hit in this series, though he's reached base three times on a couple of walks. 1-0 delivery. Swing and a line drive up and over Zamora's head in left center field for a base hit. Moritz rounds third. Churio throws it home, and Clark comes out from behind the plate and cuts it off. Stevens gets his first hit of the series, breaks a four-game hitless streak, and makes it 1-0 M-Braves here in the third inning. Bunnell goes to second. Brings up the left-handed hitting Drew Campbell. Eighth RBI of the year for Stevens. And Braves, for the third straight game, score the first runs. Black creeps in at third. First pitch. Called strike on the outside corner at 85 miles an hour. Off-speed pitch from Rodriguez. Count goes to no balls and one strike. Campbell's 0-for-1. Went to left back in the first inning. Rodriguez delivers. Swing and lifted in the air. Foul territory on the first base side. Warren, the first baseman, ranges over. Drops down out of play. First couple of rows back. Count goes to no balls and two strikes. So far, the curveball tonight's been the put-out pitch for Rodriguez. Four strikeouts. Three of them have been off the curveball. The pitch out. Fastball rolled on the ground, first base side, kicks off the bag. It's called foul. Count stays at no balls and two strikes. It was a much more true hop. Must have just hit before the bag in foul territory before it hopped over. Hit the bag, it would have been fair. Count still at no balls and two strikes. Stevens off first. But now off second in a 1-0 ball game. And Braves lead the Shuckers. Rodriguez delivers. Fouled back. Count stays at 0-2. The 0-2 delivery. Swing and lifted in the air out towards left. Campbell retreats back towards the warning track, sticks up the glove, and rails it in with the left hand for the out. Second time today that Campbell's gone the other way and flown out. Both of them have gone to Campbell. Now with two on and two out, it brings up the right-handed hitting Bo Phillip. Grounded out back to the mound in the second inning. A great play from Rodriguez. Went off the mound toward third. Grabbed it with his glove, spun, planted his feet, and fired to first. 1-0 M-Braves. Two on, two out. First pitch. Change up the misses low. Goes to 1-1, no strikes. Rodriguez fires home. Curveball. Called strike. The count evens up. 1-1, 1 strike. That was the 61st pitch of the night for Rodriguez. His season high in pitches is 72. And his career high is just 89. So he's not a guy that's going to get you 90-plus pitches. 1-1 delivery. Swing and a line drive foul. First base side. And that third base side. A fan with a glove. Trying to make a lunging stab at him. Missed his glove and ricochets out down the left field line. But the reason why also that Rodriguez hasn't thrown a ton of pitches in a start is he's still a young guy. 21 years old, he only had one professional season. You're not going to go out and throw 100, 110 pitches in your first professional season. The 1-2 delivery. Changeup misses away. Count evens up 2-2. Especially with an arm as electric as Rodriguez is. It's not a guy you need to push. It's one you really want to develop and create that length and stamina as a starter. Rodriguez, a long set. Stevens calls time. That Phillip calls time and steps out. Stevens just retreats back to the bag. He's in first. Pinnell's at second. 1-0 M-Braves here on the top of the third inning. Already scored one off an RBI single from Stevens. 2-2 delivery. Fastball. Called strike three in the outside corner. Make it 5 strikeouts for the young right-hander. In the inning, 1 run on 2 hits, no errors, and 2 runners left on base. The Emirates have already stranded 5, but they lead 1-0 after 2.5. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network and Bally Live.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Everyone deserves a great smile. Smile Doctors by DN Orthodontics is here to help you, Shuckers fans, with some of the country's leading orthodontists right here in Biloxi. Smile Doctors by DN Orthodontics accepts most insurance. Whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. Get the confident smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consult. Smile Doctors by DN Orthodontics, the official smile provider of minor league baseball.
Beer, soda, hot dogs, all at a discount? That's right. Join the boys of summer at MGM Park every Thursday home game for Thirsty Thursday presented by Yuengling, Coca-Cola, and Kicker 108. Enjoy $2 Yuengling drafts, hot dogs, and sodas along with $4 draft beer specials. Want more? Splash in with the Shuckers Thirsty Thursday deal with reserve level ticket and 2 drink vouchers for $14. Join in on the fun and reserve your tickets, hey, at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Well, looky here, Hi, what do we have? Another pretty thing ready for me to grab. But little does she know that I'm a wolf and she's clubbing, cause at the end of the night,
when
it is her
from the right side.
I love you so, hey, that's what you'll
say.
Bottom of the third inning, the Shuckers trail
the Emirates by 1-0.
David Blake back with you on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network in Bally Live. Righty Scott Blewett kicks and fires home his first pitch of the inning, and it misses low. Count goes to 1 ball and no strikes. Clark up for the first time tonight, hitting 135 on the young season, but a 319 OBP. Just like the rest of the Shuckers team that's drawn the most walks in the Southern League. 1-0 delivery. Curveball misses up high, and the count goes to 2-0. Clark's done an excellent job getting on base. 2-0 delivery. Swing and ropes it foul. Third base side, out of play. Slams into a seat and the count goes to 2-1. Shuckers trying to get something going against an M-Braves starter. They've yet to do so this series. The 2-1 delivery. Misses away, and the count goes to 3-1. The Shuckers entering today hadn't scored a run off an M-Brave starter, and we're hitting 122 as a team. In the 11 2/3 innings they've pitched, that's only increased. Now at 13 2/3 scoreless innings for the M-Brave staff. The pitch, Clark swings and misses. Count goes to 3-2. If you add it up all together with their 6 at-bats tonight, that average has plummeted to 106.
speaks volumes to how good this Embrave staff has been. 3-2 delivery. Clark fouls it off. Right field side, tails out of play towards the Shuckers bullpen. And the count goes full. It's not a rotation that has a lot of highly touted prospects. A couple of guys in the Braves' top 30, including Alan Ron Hell, who got the start on Tuesday and was dominant. Six shutout innings. 3-2 delivery. Clark takes away. And for the first time tonight, the Shuckers have a base runner. It's the sixth walk drawn by Clark in his last six games. And it's the 90th walk drawn by the Shuckers lineup this season. Best in the Southern League. One of the top marks in all of AA. Jefferson Caro stands in from the right side. Shuckers trail by one here in the third. The pitch. He's a called strike on the inside corner. Embraves got their run in the top half of the inning. Shuckers yet to have a hit, but tying runs at first and the go-ahead run. Jefferson Caro is at the plate. The 0-1 delivery. He swings and misses. Tried to time up a 90-mile-per-hour fastball. Just missed it. Count goes to 0-2. Caro this year hitting .214 on the season. Makes his ninth appearance of the year. The 0-2 pitch. Curveball. Swing and a miss. Third strikeout tonight for Blewett. Brings up the switch hitting Isaac Collins. Man on first with one out. Shuckers trail it 1-0 here in the third. The pitch, Collin Bunsen fouls it off right up towards the booth. It went off of Pat's glove and shot back up. I don't think I've ever seen a bunt go that far backwards when he fouls it off. Count it, no balls and one strike to Collins. Blewett delivers home. No bunt this time. It's called strike on the outside corner. Count goes to 0-2. Conley, the shortstop, has shifted up the middle. Bo Phillip, the third baseman, is a couple steps over towards second. Blewett delivers home. Up and away. Count goes to 1-2. Blewett's a guy who's new to the Braves organization. Signed on March 29th as a minor league free agent. Not even a month ago. Spent last year in the White Sox organization. The 1-2 delivery. Curveball misses low. The count evens up. Two balls and two strikes. Spent the whole year in AA with Birmingham. First time in AA since 2019 with the Northwest Arkansas Naturals in the Royals system. The 2-2 delivery. Collins takes up high and works a full count. Blewett spent his entire career with the Royals before joining the White Sox organization last year. The 3-2 delivery. Collins pops it up. Foul ball out of play behind home plate. The count stays at 3-2. Royals are where he also made his major league debut. Made five relief appearances with the Royals between 2020 and 2021. The 3-2 pitch. Runner off to second. Pitch misses up high. Clark can jog into second. Clark to second. Collins to first on the walk. Second in the inning for Blewett. Brings up the switch hitting Noah Campbell. One out, runners at first and second. Shuckers trail it 1-0 here in the top of the third inning. The pitch home. Campbell takes a strike on the outside corner. The pitch home. Curveball misses away, and the count evens up, one ball and one strike. Shuckers still don't have a hit today, but two base runners, and they both come in this inning, both on walks. That's why there's runners on first and second with one out. Campbell chokes up on the bat. Blewett delivers. Called strike at the knees, and the count goes to 1-2. Campbell struck out in a high fastball in the first inning. Part of three strikeouts today from Blewett. See what he goes with here in a 1-2 count. The pitch. Curveball smacks it on the ground on the left side. Past the dive of Phillip and in a left for a base hit. Clerk stops at third. The throw home rolls in on a couple of bounces. Clark to third, Collins to second, Campbell to first off the first hit of the day for the Shuckers. And brings up the right-handed hitting Jack Centurio with the bases loaded. Brings out the pitching coach, Bo Henning. Talks with Blewett. For Campbell, his sixth hit of the year. That also extends his on-base streak to 8 consecutive games. Home plate umpire Ray Valero Bolivar walks out to break up the mound meeting. And up comes Churio. 2-for-3 with the bases loaded, including a bases-clearing double on Sunday. And helped lead the Shuckers to a 7-3 win over the Racket City Trash Pandas. Came off of Ben Joyce, threw around a 99-mile-an-hour fastball and sent it hard down the left field line. He steps in, first pitch from Blewett, misses low, bounces in a pass glove, count goes to 1-0. Shuckers is a team 6-for-21 with the bases loaded this year. They've drawn 12 bases loaded walks. It's a 559 OBP as a team, by far the best mark in AA. The 1-0 delivery. Churio swings and misses at a slider. Count evens up, one ball and one strike. He popped out to second back in the first inning. Love to tally something here. Bags loaded. Shuckers down 1-0 here in the third. Blewett delivers. Churio swings and lifts it high in the air to right. Stevens goes back towards the warning track. Now goes over towards the line. Barely makes the catch. Everybody tags up and advances. The throw to second is not in time. Campbell to second. Collins to third. Clark to home. And the Shuckers tied up at one on a long sack fly from Jackson Churio. Churio got great wood on it. It takes a lot to hit it out to right in this ballpark. Two outs. Churio drives in his 16th of the year. Best in the Southern League. Brings up the left-handed hitting Tyler Black. All tied up at one. Blewett delivers home. Black swings and fouls it off. Hard foul ball behind home plate. And goes to no balls and one strike. Blewett delivers. Black takes a fastball in the outside corner. And goes to no balls and two strikes with two outs. Big leadoff third for Collins. The pitch home. Black takes up high. And the count goes to 1-2. This has happened every single time a left-handed bat has come up for the Shuckers. The M-Braves will put on a massive shift. Connolly goes up the middle, and Phillip, the third baseman, plays it short, so nobody's holding Collins on at third. The pitch. Black takes a curveball low, and the count evens up 2-2. Count it. Two balls and two strikes with two outs. Shuckers and M-Braves tied at one. Go-ahead run at third right now for Biloxi. delivers home. Black takes a cold strike three on the outside corner. One run, one hit, no errors, two runners left on base. For 3-3, M-Braves 1, Shuckers 1. Back after this in a moment on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network and Valley Live.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You will need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our price is low, our quality's high. What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
Bauer leads it off from the left side as M-Braves and Shuckers tied up at one here at MGM Park. Jamie Blake back with you on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network in Valley Live. First pitch from the righty, Carlos Rodriguez misses up high to Lugbauer. Count goes to one ball and no strikes. Lugbauer struck out in a curveball back in the second inning. Pitch out, misses inside. And the count goes to two balls and no strikes. That strikeout, the 10th in the last 11 games for Lugbauer. The pitch home. Misses inside, and the count goes to 3-0. It's been a bit of a tough start to the year for the guy who led the Southern League in home runs a year ago. 3-0 delivery. Lugbauer fouls it back. Count goes to 3-1. Lugbauer not only led the league in homers, but he also led the entire league in strikeouts. 3-1 delivery. Swing and a miss. That goes to 3-2. But a guy who, you look at his numbers for home runs, and you think, all right, he can't be a great defender. 3-2 delivery. Up high, ball four, and he draws a walk. But his glove, one of the best parts of his game over there at first base. And a couple of great plays early on this year. Now reaches on a walk to bring up the right-handed hitting Arden Past. Fourth walk tonight for Rodriguez. That's a new season high. He's walked four, struck out five. First pitch to Past. Called strike one. Right-handed bat. Very back of the batter's box. The pitcher. Misses inside, and the count evens up. One ball and one strike. Lugbauer off first. Rodriguez delivers. Swing and a miss. Count goes to one ball and two strikes. Pitch home. Curveball spins it just off the inside corner. Rodriguez, that's the second time tonight he's thought he's had strike three. Took a couple of steps towards the Shuckers dugout and then took a big long stretch before he got back on the hill.
Rodriguez delivers. Lugbauer off first. Now the pitch home. Curveball, swing and a miss. Sixth strikeout tonight for Rodriguez. Brings up the left-handed hitting, Jacob Pearson. One out, runner on first. Tied up at one here in the top of the fourth inning. The pitch home. Fouled off right to the screen, and the count goes to 0-1. Time to take a look at the OWA Parks and Resort scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. One game postponed tonight in the Southern League. It's Rocket City and Chattanooga. The pitch home. Lifted foul. Count goes to no balls and two strikes. They'll make it up with a doubleheader on Saturday. Both teams at 9-8 on the season. Top of the third inning, Tennessee and Birmingham tied at 0. Bottom of the fifth, Montgomery down 1-0 to Pensacola. The 0-2 pitch misses away, and the count goes to 1-2. The Biscuits tonight breaking out their alternate identity as the Montgomery Kimchi. The pitch home. Called strike three right at the letters. Second strikeout of the inning. Second strikeout tonight for Pearson. Top of the order brings up the left-handed hitting Andrew Moritz. Lugbauer at first, tied at one in the top of the fourth inning. The seventh strikeout tonight for Rodriguez. 15th of the season against the M Braves. In just 7 2/3 innings. The pitch home. Misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. Now, with Montgomery playing tonight, it's kimchi. Don't know what kimchi is. It's a traditional Korean side dish of different types of fermented vegetables. The 1-0 delivery. Swing and a ground ball. Right side of the infield. Collins, the second baseman, grabs it, fires the first. And Warren grabs it at the bag to end the inning. After the leadoff walk, Rodriguez retires the side quarter. No runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base. We're through 3.5. Biloxi and the M Braves tied at 1. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network and Valley Live.
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Celebrate the weekend with premium giveaways, specialty jerseys, and unique acts every Saturday night throughout the 2023 season. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
Rep the pearl and oyster everywhere with a trip to the Shuckers shop at MGM Park and online. Find Shuckers hats, apparel, collectibles, novelties, Marvel Defenders of the Diamond merchandise, and more. Grab your Shuckers gear today at MGM Park or visit shuckers.milbstore.com.
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Make sure to join the Boys of Summer on Saturday, May 13th at 6:05 and be one of the first 1,000 fans in the ballpark for a Shuckers home replica jersey, courtesy of the Mississippi Forestry Commission. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
Bottom of the fourth inning from MGM Park. Scott Lewis on the hill for the M-Rays. First pitch is Andrew Wolf. Cold strike one in the outside corner. The Shuckers and M-Rays tied at one. Game three of a six-game set between these two teams. You split the first two in two low-scoring games. 0-1 delivery. Warren takes a strike at the knees, and the count goes to 0-2. It's been a low-scoring season series between these two teams. The pitchers have really shown out.
Coming in today, the Shuckers had outscored the M-Braves 19-18 in five games. The pitch, Warren smacks it back on the ground, but backhanded by Connolly and sneaks under his glove. He went to backhand it, and it snuck through. It's Connolly's first error of the year. For the second straight inning, the Shuckers get the leadoff man on. Brings up the right-handed bat, Fred Zamora. Shuckers and M-Braves tied at one. Bottom of the fourth inning. Zamora's 0-for-1 tonight with the strikeout. The pitch home. Misses in the dirt. Pass the good champ to block it up with his glove. Count at 1-1 and no strikes. Warren's got some speed over there at first. He's stolen 4 bases this year. Big lead off first. Now a check back. Look, Bauer the tag. He's back in time. The 1-0 delivery. Zamora takes a curveball. Count evens up. 1-1. Ready, fires home. Curveball popped up in the air, out towards center field. Pearson, the center fielder, comes in with a full head of steam and makes the catch for the first down. By the way, that run for the Shuckers back in the third inning was their first of the series against an M-Brave starting pitcher. It snapped a 14-inning scoreless streak from the M-Brave starting staff to start this series off. First pitch to the lefty, Rodriguez, rolled on the ground. Lugbauer backhands it, goes to Connolly at second for one, the throw to first in the dirt. Blewett tried to scoop it, took his foot off the bag to grab it. Rodriguez grabs to a fielder's choice. He's up the right-handed bat, West Park. Two outs, runner on first. Shuckers and M-Braves tied at one. Shuckers have James Meeker up and getting warm in the pen. Blewett delivers home. Right-handed Cork takes the slider off the outside corner. Count goes to 1-0. He walked back in the third inning, came around to score. It's the only run of the night for the Shuckers. Check back to first. Rodriguez back in time. The right-hander fires home. Misses inside, and the count goes to 2 balls and no strikes. Jefferson Caro on deck. 2-0 delivery. Court takes up and in. Watch out. That goes to 3 balls and no strikes. You can hear Caro in the on-deck circle getting warm. Three balls and no strikes. The count to Clark, who's already walked once tonight. The pitch home. Fastball up high, ball 4. And Clark draws that second walk of the night. Rodriguez to second, Clark to first. And now with 2 outs, it brings up the right-handed hitting, Jefferson Caro. By the way, a big hello to Kane, who's listening in tonight from Laurel, Mississippi. And also a hello to Tom and Karen Crossland, who are watching and listening from Sparta, Tennessee. If you want to join in on the broadcast, text us at 601-514-0776. Let us know where you're tuning in from tonight. Pitch to the right-handed Caro, swing and a miss. 91-mile-an-hour fastball. Count goes to 0 balls and 1 strike. Cairo struck out in a curveball last inning. Blewett delivers. Cairo swings and lifts it in the air. Short right field. Stevens has a long way to go. From right, drifts towards the line. Makes the catch to end the inning. In the inning, no runs, no hits, one error, and two runners left on base. We head to the top of the fifth, tied at one between the M Braves and the Shuckers. Shuckers baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network and Valley Live continues in a moment.
If you're ready to knock it out of the park this season with your heating and cooling needs, call Keats. When your AC isn't the coldest, call Keats Heating and Air. Our goal is to get you comfortable same day with affordable pricing and a team you can trust. Whether you're searching for maintenance, service, or replacement, we've got you covered. Remember, don't sweat the heat. Call Keats Heating and Air Conditioning at 228-265-8609.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
When it comes to top-notch AC installation and repair, AC Man in Ocean Springs knocks it out of the park. AC Man is your local Rheem dealer with affordable prices and convenient financing available. Of course, if you need maintenance and repair to your current unit, AC Man will be there in a jiffy to get you all cool and comfortable. Call AC Man in Ocean Springs at 228-875-4487. AC Man, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Rodriguez, swing and a miss. The switch hitting Cal Conley. That's second in the order. Rodriguez back out there to start the inning. James Meeker continues to get warm in that Shuckers pen. The pitch misses inside, and the count evens up. One ball and one strike. That was the 83rd pitch of the night for Carlos Rodriguez. Most he's ever thrown in a start is 89. The pitch home backs him up off the inside corner. The count goes to 2-1. Could be a sort of situation where manager Mike Guerrero told Rodriguez, until someone gets on, you're the guy. 2-1 delivery. Popped up on the infield. Rodriguez drifts off the mound. Warren, the first baseman, charges in and makes the catch for the out. Juan Rodriguez has looked real good tonight. Has allowed one run in 4 1/3 innings. He struck out 7. Command's been a little hit and miss at times, but he's been able to put guys away and strand base runners when he needs to. First pitch to the lefty, Cade Bunnell, a swing and a miss on the curveball. Count goes to 0-1. Bunnell 0-for-1 tonight with a walk. Rodriguez fires. Misses away. Count evens up, 1-1. The 1-1 delivery. Swing and a miss. Goes to 1-2. Rodriguez one pitch away from tying his season high with 8 strikeouts. He's about to tie his career high with his 89th pitch of the night. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Let's take a tie career high right there in pitches. Strikes out his 8th batter of the night. Ties the season high. Came in his first start of the year against the Braves. Two outs, nobody on. Landon Stevens comes up. Shuckers and Braves tied at 1. Rodriguez delivers. Curveball. Called strike on the outside corner. He really seems to be just getting better as the outing goes on. He's retired 5 in a row, and 3 of the 5 have been retired via the strikeout. The 0-1 pitch. Ground ball. Fouled off Stevens' front leg in the box. Count goes to 0-2.
Rodriguez about to throw his 92nd pitch of the night. That's the most any Shuckers starter has thrown in a game this year. The 0-2 delivery. Curveball just off the outside corner. Didn't miss by much. Maybe a ball or two. Rodriguez walks back to the hill. Delivers the 1-2 pitch. Curveball in the dirt. Burke walks it up. Count evens up 2-2. It's a good waste pitch by Rodriguez. One that would have been strike three if Stevens swung over it, because there's no chance of hitting it. The 2-2 delivery. Fastball. Swing and a miss. Strike three. He ends the outing with his 9th strikeout of the night. That's a new career high, or new season high, check that. But he finishes the inning with back-to-back strikeouts. He's retired 6 in a row. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. Tied at 1-4.5. We're back after this on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network in Valley Live.
Follow the Biloxi Shuckers away from MGM Park for every pitch, promotion, ticket offer, and discount on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. Follow the team at Biloxi Shuckers on Twitter, Facebook, and TikTok, or at Official Biloxi Shuckers on Instagram. Become part of the fun today.
Enjoy 35 flexible Biloxi Shuckers tickets, access to special events, discounts, and more with the Shuck Nation Half Shell Membership Plan. Receive first right to discounted Shuckers postseason tickets, a refillable Shuck Nation mug, a 10% Shuckers Shop discount, community offers around Biloxi, and so much more. Join the fun today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Kick off the summer at MGM Park on Thursday, June 1st, as the Shuckers take on the Blue Wahoos with a beach towel giveaway night presented by Beau Rivage. Be one of the first 1,000 fans in the ballpark and receive a special Shuckers beach towel to use throughout the summer. Visit the MGM Park box office or BiloxiShuckers.com to reserve your spot today.
David Blake back with you on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network and Valley Live. Pitch from the righty, Montilla misses up and in. Count goes to 2-0. Blewett goes four innings, gives up one run on one hit, walks three, and strikes out four. Also throws 67 pitches. The pitch called strike on the outside corner, and the count goes to 2-1. Collins, a switch hitter, in from the left side, walked back in the third inning. The pitch up high. But a late called strike. Count evens up 2-2. Right-hander sets. Now fires home. Misses inside, and the count goes full. Montilla makes his 5th appearance of the year. Allowed 4 earned runs in 7 2/3 innings, 3 walks and 5 strikeouts. Opponents hitting .267 against him. 3-2 pitch. Swing and lifted high in the air, not deep into right center field. Stevens and Pearson, right fielder and center fielder, converge. Stevens, the right fielder, makes the catch for the first down of the inning. Swings things around to the top of the order, and the switch hitting Noah Campbell comes up from the left side. Campbell, 1-2 tonight with a single and a strikeout. Has the only hit of the night for the Shuckers. Led to their only run. Randy Montilla fires home. Called strike on the inside corner. Shuckers got their only run of the night in the bottom of the third inning after the M-Braves scored one in the top half. Campbell loaded him up, and then Jackson Churio brought one home. The pitch misses away, and the count evens up, one ball and one strike. Churio, who stands on deck, 16 driven in this year. That's the best in the Southern League. The 1-1 delivery misses way up high and away. Tried to throw a curveball that didn't bend. The count goes to two balls and one strike. The 2-1 delivery. Fastball. Called strike on the inside corner. And the count evens up. Two balls and two strikes. Montilla stands on the mound at 6'1", 170 pounds. Delivers home. Campbell takes inside, and the count goes full. Montilla, 24 years old, out of Neiva in the Dominican Republic. Currently in his second straight full count. This time it's to Noah Campbell who steps out. Montilla delivers. Campbell takes inside, ball four. The fourth walk drawn tonight by the Shuckers. And puts a runner on with one out for Jackson Churio. 0-for-1 tonight with a run driven in. Shuckers and M-Braves tied at one in the bottom of the fifth inning. Campbell off first. The pitch home. Churio takes away. Count goes to one ball and no strikes. Montilla fires home. Up high. And the count goes to two balls and no strikes. Montilla was a non-roster invite. The Brave spring training complex this year. A 2-0 delivery. Churio rolls over it. Third base side, fouls it off. And the count goes for two balls and one strike. And that's a big thing for guys. An opportunity to spend some time with the big league club. Jefferson Caro, the only non-roster invite to Brewers camp that's on the Shuckers roster. 2-1 delivery. Campbell off to second. Pitch away. Campbell stops, goes back to first, and barely gets back in time. Pass checked down. Campbell fakes going to second and dove back in. Had to go full extension. Count now at three balls and one strike. By the way, James Meeker, who's been up for the past two full innings and still up getting warm in the Shuckers bullpen. The 3-1 pitch. Churio swings and ropes it. Third base side, hit it hard, a bit ahead of it. Count it, three balls and two strikes. Three-two pitch. Swing and a ground ball, couple hops to short. Connolly gets it off his back foot to second for one. On to first. Not in time, and Lugbauer has to sneak out of his glove. Two outs now with a man on first. Tyler Black comes up. Tied at one in the bottom of the fifth inning. Sure, he has ticked up the speed here recently. 3-for-3 on stolen bases, all come in the last week. Montilla delivers. Black takes a fastball inside. Right in the black for strike one. He's 0-for-2 tonight with a ground out and a strikeout. Last time up, strikeout looking at end of the third inning. Churio off first. The pitch home. Misses inside. Count evens up 1-1. The pitch home. Quack swings and pops it up on the infield. Left side, Phillip comes in, but the catcher, Paps, turns around and makes the catch to end the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base. The end of the sixth, deadlocked at one. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network and Valley Live.
Anthony Bear Seal and the team at Seal's Tire and Auto Repair are a problem for car problems. They know oil changes, tire and brake issues, wheel alignments, and AC problems are gonna happen. So before car problems result in repairs, go see Bear. With honesty and integrity, they specialize in preventative maintenance so you can avoid screaming brakes, blown tires, and other high-dollar repairs. Seal's has over 20 years of experience, meaning the next time your car freaks out, you don't have to. Seal's Tire and Auto Repair, located on 25th Avenue in Gulfport, visit sealstires.com.
Oh no, there's water everywhere.
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet.
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone and all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter!
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You'll need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
Welcome back to Biloxi. While we get a moment, let's take 10 seconds for station identification on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Cruising, WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport. The flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
First pitch of the inning is hit high in the air out to right off Drew Campbell's bat. Carlos Rodriguez, the right fielder, in and makes the catch for the first out. One pitch, one out for the new pitcher, James Meeker, who's in the ballgame in relief of Carlos Rodriguez. Rodriguez was excellent. Allowed one run off three hits over five innings. Also struck out nine. New season high for him and a new career high with 94 pitches. Most any Shuckers starter has had all year long. Meeker faces the right-handed Bo Phillip. First pitch called strike one. Meeker this year. Makes his third appearance. Pitch home. The slider misses away. Count evens up. One ball and one strike. Meeker's been good so far. Hasn't allowed a run in 4 2/3 innings. Struck out seven. The 1-1 delivery. Misses low and away. The count goes to 2-1. T1 delivery. Called strike on the inside corner. The count evens up 2-2. Meeker, last time out was terrific. Through a season high 3 1/3 innings against Rocket City. Struck out a career high six. Didn't walk a batter. The 2-2 pitch, foul back. Went at 92 miles an hour. And the count evens up 2-2. Meeker, the right-hander, comes set. Now delivers home to Phillip. Swing and tips it right into Cork's glove for strike three. Second time Phillip struck out tonight. Now two outs, nobody on. Brings up the left-handed hitting Drew Lugbauer. Shuckers' bullpen this year has been terrific. along with the starting staff. It's been a collective team effort. Bullpen's been great. Meeker delivers. Lugbauer fouls it off. First base side. It goes to 0-1. They enter today with a 3.84 ERA as a collective unit. We've helped the Shuckers to a 3.78 team ERA. It's second in the league behind the Embraves, who they're facing tonight. The 0-1 delivery. Fastball misses away, and the count evens up 1-1. By the way, Cook, check of the OWA Parks Resort School Board update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. Time to check for a check around the farm report. Middle of the sixth inning. Mudcats up 3-0 on the Cannonballers. The pitch misses inside, and the count goes to 2-1. Top of the fourth inning, 1-0 Omaha. Storm Chasers lead the Sounds from First Horizon Park. And top of the sixth inning, Timber Rattlers lead the Skycart 2-1. The 2-1 delivery. Lugbauer takes low, and the count goes to 3-1. Lugbauer, 0-for-1 tonight, walked and struck out. Meeker's 3-1 delivery. Swing and tips it into Clark's glove. Count goes full. Three balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Nobody on. Top of the sixth inning. Holt tied up at 1 between the Shuckers and the Embraves. The pitch home. Lifted hard and foul. Up over the Renova Roofing party deck on the third base side. Count stays full at 3-2. The pitch home. Rolled on the ground through the right side and in right for a base hit. The hard hit ground ball, 102 miles an hour off the bat. Brings up the right-handed hitting art and pass. So Lugbauer at first, 2 outs. Right-handed Paff steps in. Embraves 1, Shuckers 1, top of the sixth inning. The pitch lifted in the air, first base side out of play. And the count goes to 0-1. Pass before playing with the Embraves in the Braves system. He was a member of the Altoona Curve and the Pirates system for 3 years, 2018, 2019, and 2021. 0-1 delivery. Backs him up off the inside corner. Count evens up, 1-1. And the Altoona Curve have been in the news in all the right ways the last couple of days. As Drew Maggi, a guy who spent 13 years in the minor leagues, was called up by the Pirates from Altoona. Made his major league debut last night and started today for the Pirates. The 1-1 delivery. Swing and a miss on a slider. Now goes to 1-2. A guy who played 1,155 minor league games over 13 years before finally making his major league debut. The 1-2 delivery. Misses away. The count evens up 2-2. And Maggi has a special connection here to the Shuckers. Shuckers bullpen coach Josh Spence and Maggi were teammates at Arizona State University. Part of the 2009 and 2010 Sun Devils team that reached the College World Series. That was a stacked ASU team. 2-2 delivery. Swing and a miss. In the inning, no runs, one hit, no errors, one runner left on base. We're through 5.5. Shuckers and Embraves tied at 1. Luxie Shuckers Broadcast Network and Valley Line.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Join the Shuckers every Friday home game for the best fireworks show on the coast. Watch the skies illuminate over MGM Park for a special show presented by Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Biloxi on May 26th at 6:35 as the Shuckers take on the Montgomery Biscuits. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com. Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Join the Shuckers for Shuck Cancer Night on Saturday, April 29th at 6:05 with specialty jerseys that will be auctioned off after the game to benefit the American Cancer Society and raise funds in the battle against cancer. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
Bottom of the sixth inning between the Shuckers and the M-Braves. David Blake back with you on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network and Valley Live. Jose Montilla out of the game after an inning of work. Brings in the right-hander Trey Riley, who faces Xavier Warren to lead it off. First pitch, a swing and a miss. Count goes to no balls and one strike. A lot of run on that fastball. Riley picked up his leg and fires home. Warren smacks him on the ground, right side of the infield. Bunnell at second, grabs it, fires to Lugbauer at first. And Warren's retired for the first down. Final line for Montilla. Goes an inning, no hits, no runs allowed, walks one, doesn't strike anyone out. Throws 21 pitches. Freddie Zamora comes up against Riley, who makes his sixth appearance of the year. He's allowed five runs. Five earned runs, six total runs in five and two-thirds innings. The pitch misses up high. Count goes to one ball and no strikes. The walks have been the issue this year for Riley. He's walked seven and struck out seven. Opponents hitting 250 against him. In a 1-1 ball game, the pitch misses low. And the count goes to two balls and one strike. The Shuckers saw Riley in that opening series between the two teams. The 2-0 delivery. Zamora swings and cranks this one. Deep to right center field. Pearson back towards the warning track. Leaps and makes an amazing catch in the right center field gap. Stolen extra base hit away from Freddie Zamora. He hit it hard. 101 off the bat, 396 feet, but just a couple of feet short. And Pearson, a great catch in the outfield to rob Zamora of the hit. Two outs now for the left-handed hitting Carlos Rodriguez. Riley delivers home, backs him up off the inside corner. Goes to 1-0. That's the second great defensive play we've seen from the Braves in as many games. Riley delivers home. Rodriguez takes away. Count goes to two balls and no strikes. Yesterday, it was in the ninth inning from first baseman Hudson Potts, who went into the stands to make a catch. The 2-0 delivery. Rodriguez fouls it back. Count goes to 2-1. Rodriguez is 0-2. Fielder's choice and a fly out to center. The 2-1 delivery. Rodriguez rolls over it. Couple of hops first base side to Bunnell at second, who fires to first. And retires Rodriguez for the final out. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. The first 1-2-3 inning from M-Braves pitching since the second. And it takes us to the top of the seventh inning. Both tied up at one. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network in Valley Live.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply, for plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply, get selection and service too. Our prices low, our quality.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
If you're ready to knock it out of the park this season with your heating and cooling needs, call Keats. When your AC isn't the coldest, call Keats Heating and Air. Our goal is to get you comfortable same day with affordable pricing and a team you can trust. Whether you're searching for maintenance, service, or replacement, we've got you covered. Remember, don't sweat the heat. Call Keats Heating and Air Conditioning at 228-265-8609.
Back on the hill for the Shuckers as he faces the nine man in the order, Jacob Pearson. First pitch, Pearson takes low and the count goes to 1-0. Pearson made a great play in the right center field gap to rob Freddy Zamora of extra bases back in the bottom of the sixth inning. Meeker delivers, ground ball, couple of hops to first, warns the guy who grabs it, taps the bag for the out. Shuckers pitching has done a great job today. Allowed just one run. Really, they've done a great job this whole series. They've allowed just 8 runs. We're in the 7th inning in game 3 of a 6-game set. Today, they've allowed just 4 hits. A good job limiting this M Braves lineup. The pitch misses inside, and the count goes to 1-0. The only problem is that every game so far has been tight. There hasn't been a big offensive explosion from the Shuckers. Not like what we saw this past weekend, where over 3 games, the Shuckers scored 27 runs. 1-0 delivery. Misses low. And the count goes to 2-0. Moritz stands at the very back of the left-handed batter's box. The pitch home. Curveball, called strike. Count to 2-1. Moritz has had himself a great day. Really, he's been on a hot streak recently. He's 2-for-3 with 2 singles. 8 for his last 18 at the plate. The 2-1 delivery. Lifted high and foul. Out of play on the third base side. Count evens up. 2-2. Pitcher Meeker up high. Count goes full to 3-2. Rodriguez started it off tonight and was excellent. Had 1 run over 5 innings with 9 strikeouts. Meeker's carried the torch. Delivers home. Misses inside. It's the 4th walk of the night by Shuckers pitching. First for Meeker. Brings up the switch hitting Cal Conley. Shuckers and M Braves tied at 1. Another low-scoring game between these two teams. The pitch home. Tipped into Clark's glove. Count goes to 0-1. Coming into today, in the season series, the two teams have combined for 37 runs in 5 games. Shuckers had 19, M Braves had 18. Now the Shuckers have 20, and the M Braves have 19. The 0-1 delivery. This is away to the left-handed bat. Count evens up 1-1. Conley's 0-for-2 tonight with a walk. One delivery. Misses low, and the count goes to 2-1. Daryl Thompson out of the bullpen. Birthday boy today for the Shuckers. 2-1 delivery. Lifted foul. Smacks off the future Stars of the Brew Crew sign that hangs up above the first base deck. Took that third base deck and counted 2 balls and 2 strikes. Moritz up first. Meeker, a big deep breath. Now fires home. Ground ball right side of the infield. Warren tries to backhand it and sneaks under his glove. Bunch runners on first and second now with one out. Left-handed hitting Cade Bunnell comes up to the plate. It's ruled as a single for Connolly. Brings out Checkers pitching coach Will Shearholtz. Meeker's worked into a bit of trouble here in the seventh inning. It's the first time the Embraves have had a runner in scoring position since back in the third inning. Home plate umpire Ray Valero Bolivar walks out to the mound and breaks things up. Shearholtz walks back to the dugout, but Clark, Black, Zamora, and Meeker, a little bit of an extra conversation on the hill. Now everybody walks back. Tied at one in the top of the seventh inning. Cade Bunnell steps in. Guy who's got quite the story. 40th round pick in 2019. The pitch home. Changeup. Called strike one on the outside corner. He was drafted in the 40th round. That was the last round of the draft back in 2019. It's since been shortened to 20. The 0-1 delivery. Swing and a miss. There goes to no balls and two strikes. He was the last pick of the draft out of Indiana. 19, all the way up in Double A. That's not something you see too often. The 0-2 delivery misses up high. Count goes to 1-2. Bunnell's 0-2 tonight with a walk. Meeker delivers. Fastball. Cold strike three on the inside corner. A 91-mile-an-hour fastball. Retires Bunnell for the second out. Brings up the right-handed hitting Landon Stevens. He's 1-for-3 tonight with a single and two strikeouts. Connolly at first, Moritz at second. 1-1 game in the top of the seventh inning. The pitch home. Changeup misses high. The count goes to 1-0. Moritz, a big lead off second. Pitch home. Tips it into Clark's glove. Count evens up, 1-1. Daryl Thompson continues to get warm in the Checkers bullpen. The 1-1 delivery. Fastball. Called strike two on the outside corner. Meeker's one pitch away from getting out of things. He's already struck out three to 10 strikeouts this year and under 7 innings of work. The 1-2 pitch. Ground ball, third base side. Black backhands it, gets to his feet, fires across the diamond. The throw gets by Warren and smacks off the concrete, heads out towards the Shuckers bullpen. Moritz comes home. Big turnaround third from Connolly, but he stays put. Warren jogs back in with the baseball. Goes down as a hit for Stevens. But Moritz comes home and Connolly goes to third on the error. That brings out the manager, Mike Guerrero. Shuckers go to the bullpen. They bring out Daryl Thompson. 2-1 M Braves, top of the seventh inning with two outs, and the birthday boy into the ballgame when we return. This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network in Valley Live.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. BJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
When it comes to top-notch AC installation and repair, AC Man in Ocean Springs knocks it out of the park. AC Man is your local Rheem dealer with affordable prices and convenient financing available. Of course, if you need maintenance and repair to your current unit, AC Man will be there in a jiffy to get you all cool and comfortable. Call AC Man in Ocean Springs at 228-875-4487. AC Man, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Anthony Bear Seal and the team at Seal's Tire and Auto Repair are a problem for car problems. They know oil changes, tire and brake issues, wheel alignments, and AC problems are gonna happen. So before car problems result in repairs, go see Bear. With honesty and integrity, they specialize in preventative maintenance so you can avoid screaming brakes, blown tires, and other high-dollar repairs. Seal's has over 20 years of experience, meaning the next time your car freaks out, you don't have to. Seal's Tire and Auto Repair, located on 25th Avenue in Gulfport, visit sealstires.com.
Welcome back to Biloxi. David Blake back with you on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network and Valley Live. M Braves lead it 2-1. Run just came home on a throwing error by Tyler Black, his fourth error of the year. And brings in a new pitcher, the left-hander Daryl Thompson. Cal Connolly's at third. Landon Stevens is at first. There's two outs, top of the seventh inning. Check back to first, Warren the tag in time. Thompson doesn't even have to throw a pitch and he works out of the inning. In the inning, one run, two hits, one error, and one runner left on base. We're through 6.5. M Braves lead it 2-1. Back after this on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network and Valley Live.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Enjoy 35 flexible Biloxi Shuckers tickets, access to special events, discounts, and more with the Shuck Nation Half Shell Membership Plan. Receive first right to discounted Shuckers postseason tickets, a refillable Shuck Nation mug, a 10% Shuckers Shop discount, community offers around Biloxi, and so much more. Join the fun today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Seventh inning, M Braves lead the Shuckers 2-1. Wes Cork leads it off. The first pitch misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. Trey Riley's done after an inning of work. Pitch home to Cork. misses away, and the count goes to two balls and no strikes. New pitcher in the game wears number 38 for the M-Braves. 2-0 delivery to Clark. Swing and a miss. Count goes to two balls and one strike. New pitcher into the ball game is Coleman Huntley III. The pitch home. Called strike on the outside corner. Count evens up 2-2. Huntley III on the mound from the right side. Count two balls and two strikes to Clark. The pitch. Curveball ropes it right to the third baseman, Phillip, who leaves his feet to make the catch. Jefferson Caro steps in. Final line for Riley, by the way. Goes an inning. No runs, no hits, no walks, no strikeouts. And throws nine pitches. Arrows 0 for 2 today. One out, bottom of the seventh. First pitch misses up and away. And the count goes to 1-0. Huntley III this year makes his sixth appearance, has allowed six runs, two of them earned in 5 1/3 innings. The pitch misses away. And the count goes to two balls and no strikes. He's walked three, struck out 8. The 2-0 delivery. Caro swings and lines this back into center field, and it drops in for a base hit. After making his first appearance last night since the 16th of the month, he gets his first hit since being reinserted back into the lineup last night. Puts a man on first with one away for the switch hitting Isaac Collins. Good piece of hitting there from Caro. Smashed that one at 103 miles an hour back up the middle. Good piece of wood. Brings up the switch inning Collins, who's 0 for 1 today with a walk. Checkers trail 2-1. The pitch. Collins takes up and away. And the count goes to 1-0. Checkers now have two hits on the night. That was the second. It was their first since a Noah Campbell single in the third. The pitch. Collins takes a change for a called strike on the outside corner. Count evens up, one ball and one strike. The pitch out. Swing and a ground ball right to third. Phillip gets it, goes to second for one. The return to first in time. And a big double play gets Huntley the third out of the inning. Go around the horn, 5-4-3. No runs, one hit, no errors, and nobody left on base. We're through seven. Shuckers trail it 2-1 to the M-Braves. Back after this on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network and Valley Live.
Oh no, there's water everywhere.
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet.
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone and all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter!
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You will need to go back to the back of the other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our price is low, our quality's high. What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply.
with you on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network in Valley Live. Darryl Thompson throws the first pitch of his appearance, and it's a called strike on the outside corner to Drew Campbell. This is not, though, the first batter he's faced. He entered the game in the top of the seventh inning with two outs and a runner on and promptly picked off Landon Stevens before he threw a pitch. 0-1 deliveries, tipped foul, and the count goes to 0-2. So because of that, he's already recorded a third of an inning. And he did so before throwing a pitch. No balls and two strikes to the lefty Campbell. He's 0 for 3 tonight with three flyouts. Thompson, the lefty, fires home. Slider misses away. Count goes to 1-2. Thompson kicks and fires home. Lifted in the air. Right side of the infield. Shortstop, second baseman Collins is under it and makes the catch for the out. Campbell falls to 0 for 4 tonight after he started the series 5 of 8. Brings up the right-handed hitting Bo Phillip. One out, nobody on. M Braves lead the Shuckers 2-1. Phillip 0 for 3 tonight with two strikeouts and a ground out. Left-hander Thompson fires home. Swing and tips it into Clark's glove. Count goes to 0-1. Big happy birthday today to Darryl Thompson. Man on the mound. Turns 29 years old. Pitch home. Swing and a miss. Count goes to 0-2. And he's slinging it right now. One of the rare relievers with five different pitches. All of them are plus pitches. Utilizing all of them right now. Thompson delivers home. Lifted high in the air and hard. Deep to right. Rodriguez drifts back towards the warning track and holds it in for the out. Two up, two down for Thompson. Brings up the left-handed hitting Drew Lugbauer. Thompson, this past offseason, was signed by the Brewers. An affiliated ball for the first time in his career. And he was a guy who only had three pitches when he was signed. Had two bullpens this offseason and added two above-average MLB pitches. First pitch, the lefty Lugbauer misses inside, and the count goes to 1-0. Added a slider and a sweeper. Think of the difference as a slider is one that moves about 18 inches, and the sweeper is more your Adam Ottavino pitch where it'll break 20 to 30 inches. And for the lefty Thompson, it goes away from the lefty Lugbauer. The 1-0 delivery. Sweeper, and it's called strike. Count evens up 1-1. He spent two bullpens this offseason with the Brewers, and they finished the second. They looked at him and said, "Yeah, you've added two above-average MLB pitches. I think this went well." The 1-1 delivery. Swing and a miss. Another slider, and the count goes to 1-2. Thompson's such a fun story, and a guy who's dominated this year. He's taken complete advantage of his opportunity. He's allowed one hit in now nine innings this year. The 1-2 delivery. Slider misses away, and the count evens up 2-2. Righties this year are 0 for 11 off of them. And left-handed bats are 1 for 15. He's also struck out 13. It's been a wonderful start for the lefty Thompson. The 2-2 delivery. Slider hammered in the air out to left. Campbell drifts back for a moment. Now drifts in. Wind blowing in. Bats it down. And Campbell makes the catch for the third out. 1-2-3 inning from Thompson. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We're through 7.5. Shuckers trail it by one. It's a 2-1 score. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network and Valley Live.
At Glass Doctor, our trained specialists are experts at fixing foggy and cracked glass, leaving any residential window looking like new without replacing the entire window. Bring back the view of any window with Glass Doctor.
Visit GlassDoctor.com to request a free estimate on repairing your foggy or cracked windows. Let Glass Doctor bring back your view.
Call the Glass Doctor, we'll fix your paint. Oh, yeah!
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Watch the Shuckers take on the Trash Pandas in style on Saturday, July 15th at 6:05 with a Shuckers bucket hat giveaway for the first 1,000 fans presented by Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Biloxi. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun. Join the Shuckers every Friday home game for the best fireworks show on the coast. Start your weekend off right with the Boys of Summer, baseball, and fireworks. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Bottom of the eighth inning. Mr. Blake Backridge from Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network in Valley Live. Jake McSteen's the new pitcher in the ballgame for the M Braves. They lead it by a 2-1 score. Lamar Sparks up to the plate. Pinch hits for Noah Campbell. The first pinch hit appearance of the year for the righty Sparks. The lefty McSteen's first pitch. He is tipped foul into Papp's glove. First strike one. Huntley, last an inning, gives up one hit, no runs, no walks, no strikeouts, and throws 11 pitches. McSteen now the fourth reliever out of the bullpen, fifth hurler of the night. The pitch home. Called strike on the inside corner. That goes to 0-2. Sparks this year hitting .217 with a .410 OBP. He's drawn 14 walks. That's tied for the most in the league. The 0-2 delivery. Swing and a miss. Deflects to Papp's right. Sparks is off to first. Papp picks it up. The throw to first. Good pick from Lugpower. And Sparks is retired. First down of the inning. Jackson Cherio comes up. Shuckers trail by a run. 2-1 M Braves. An offense that came back in the late innings to win game one of this six-game series. The pitch to the righty Churio. Swing and a miss. Count goes to 0-1. McSteen this year makes his sixth appearance. He's allowed 3 runs in 7 innings. Strikeouts have been big. 2 walks, 10 strikeouts. Opponent's hitting .192 against him. The 1 delivery. Churio swings and loops it in the air towards center. Pearson, a late break on it, comes in and makes the catch for the out. Unless the Shuckers push this thing to extra innings, it's likely the last time Churio comes up. And it's likely set to end his 5-game hit streak. Another lengthy streak is at the plate. It's Tyler Black. He's 0-3. He's got a career-high 15-game on-base streak. On the brink of being snapped. First pitch. Takes a fastball outside corner for strike one. 2-1 M Braves. Bottom of the eighth inning. Nobody on with 2 outs. Lefty McSteen delivers. Lefty Black dribbles it on the ground to Conley at short. He backhands it. Fires to first. Beats Black by a snap. Good stretch from Lugbauer. And that ends the eighth inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. Gerald Thompson back to the hill for the top of the ninth when we return. This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball. Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network and Valley Live.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
If you're ready to knock it out of the park this season with your heating and cooling needs, call Keats. When your AC isn't the coldest, call Keats Heating and Air. Our goal is to get you comfortable same day with affordable pricing and a team you can trust. Whether you're searching for maintenance, service, or replacement, we've got you covered. Remember, don't sweat the heat. Call Keats Heating and Air Conditioning at 228-265-8609.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Blake Badwin on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network. Valley Live. Daryl Thompson rolls on, and it's been a great start for the birthday boy in the hill. He's faced three batters and retired four because he picked off the first guy. He was on the bases when he came in. First pitch from Thompson. Called strike on the outside corner. He picked off Landon Stevens at first when he came on with two outs and two on in the top of the seventh inning. So technically, he's pitched an inning in the third and retired three batters. The pitch is a slider. That's called a strike on the inside corner, and the count goes to no balls and two strikes on the right-handed hitting Arden Papps. Shuckers pitching has been good. It allowed two runs tonight. Thompson delivers up and away. Count goes to one and two. The only problem is the offense has been held quiet. He scored just one run off two hits. A series where he's only scored eight runs. The 1-2 delivery. Swing and tips it into Clark's glove for strike three. Papps strikes out for the third time tonight. It's the 13th strikeout by Shuckers pitching. Brings up the left-handed hitting Jacob Pearson. Braves lead it 2-1. Top of the ninth inning from MGM Park. Shuckers have the middle of the order due up in the bottom half of the inning. The pitch up. Misses inside, almost clips him. That goes to 1-0. Lefty-lefty matchup. The 1-0 delivery. Ground ball, first base side, foul. Count evens up, one ball and one strike. Thompson a year ago was terrific in the Frontier League. He's been a guy that's been hanging out in any ball for forever. 1-1 delivery. Slider called the strike on the outside corner. The count goes to 1-2. Pearson calls time and steps out. Now steps back in against the lefty Thompson. Thompson delivers home. Ground ball right side of the infield. Warren got a bit of a stumble on it, but Collins fires to first in time. Second baseman came over to make a nice play. Pearson retired for the second out. Back to the top of the order, and Andrew Moritz. Speaking of Indy Ball, from everyone here at the Shuckers, we send our best wishes and our well wishes to Barry Lyons, the manager of the Lexington Counterclocks, who start up tomorrow. Barry's first year managing the Counterclocks in the Independent Atlantic League. Two outs. Nobody on. The first pitch is a slider to Moritz that misses high. Count goes to 1-0. The Counterclocks, formerly the Lexington Legends, rebranded this past offseason. The pitch home. Misses up and in. Kemp goes to two balls and no strikes. They'll play at home tomorrow against the York Revolution, which is the hometown team of where Brandon Kinnear, Shucker's reliever, grew up in York, Pennsylvania. 2-0 delivery. Misses inside, and the count goes to three balls and no strikes. So from everybody here at the Shuckers, our best wishes to Barry Lyons as he starts off his managerial career with the Counterclocks tomorrow night. Hoping for the best. A guy that's been so instrumental to the Shuckers organization over the past years of its existence. 3-0 pitch is a slider that bites the inside corner. Count goes to 3-1. Been involved with the team for every year since its inception back in 2015. Thompson delivers home. Slider called strike two on the outside corner, and the count goes full. The Atlantic League, one of the big three independent leagues, the Atlantic League, the American Association, and the Frontier League. Thompson's old stomping grounds. 3-2 pitch, slider dribbled up the third baseline, double. Count stays full. The Atlantic League plays the longest schedule of the 3 weeks. They play 128 games that starts tomorrow. The American Association and the Frontier League both start up around Memorial Day weekend. The American Association plays 100 games, while the Frontier League plays 96. Count full to Moritz. Shuckers trail 2-1, top of the ninth inning. Thompson delivers. Slider driven in the air out to center, but right at Churio. Stands under it, makes the catch. Six up, six down for Thompson. Starts off the year with now 10 and one-third scoreless innings. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. Last chance for the Shuckers to try and tie it up. They got 4-5-6 in the order due up. We head to the bottom of the ninth inning on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network and Valley Live.
Want to roll out the barrel and grab a beer? Come out to MGM Park for Brew Crew Tuesday, presented by FEB Distributing during every Shuckers Tuesday home game. Enjoy the game in style with a souvenir tumbler at the first and third base beer gardens for $12 and $6 refills. Our beer gardens feature premium craft beers from the coast and beyond. The only way to be a part of the fun is to get to the ballpark. Reserve your seat today at MGM Park, box office, or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Favorite jeans, favorite shirt. Got Kaneka sausage and I'm firing it up. Yeah, everybody knows it's how I get my grill on.
Kaneka Sausage is the exclusive sausage sponsor and hot dog provider of MGM Park. Find them at your next trip to MGM Park at the first and third base concession stands.
I get my grill on.
Join the Shuckers every Friday home game for the best fireworks show on the coast. Start your weekend off right with the Boys of Summer, baseball, and fireworks. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Pitcher in the ball game is the righty Alec Barger, who got the save last night for the M Braves and used all of four pitches to get through the ninth. He's back out today as Xavier Warren leads things off for the Shuckers. His first pitch misses up and away. The count goes to 1-0. McSteen went a scoreless inning, went 3-up, 3-down, struck out one, and threw seven pitches. It's been quick work last couple of innings. 1-0 delivery. Warren swings and tags it foul. Left field side out of play. Count evens up 1-1. Barger makes his seventh appearance. He struck out 11, walked 3, hasn't allowed a run, and he's thrown 10 innings. It's been a terrific start. The pitch up. Warren fouls it back. Count goes to 1-2. His first game of the year was yesterday. Tucker's trying to make sure he doesn't notch his second in as many games. The 1-2 delivery. Warren swings and misses. Beautiful curveball on the inside corner. Brings up Freddy's Bora. It's the sixth strikeout of the night by Embraves pitching. Bora stands in from the right side. The pitch home. Fastball that's called a strike on the outside corner. Count goes to 0-1. Zamora's 0-3 tonight. Tagged the ball to center last time up, but Jacob Pearson, the center fielder, made a great play against the wall. The pitch, slider, swing and a miss. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes. Zamora takes a long walk around the back of the batter's box. Digs back in from the right side. No balls and two strikes. Righty Barger comes set up the letters. Now delivers. Zamora swings and misses. A beautiful curveball that comes in at 85 miles an hour.
Here's right fielder number 10, Carlos Rodriguez.
Now two outs, nobody on. Shuckers trail it 2-1. Carlos Rodriguez stands at the plate. Last hope for the Shuckers, and last chance for Rodriguez to try and extend his 11-game on-base streak. The pitch home. Swings and hammers this one deep to left, but foul. Hard off the bat. Just a bit late. Count goes down 1-1. Rodriguez is 0-3 tonight. Ground out, fielder's choice, and a flyout. The pitch home. Misses inside, and the count evens up. 1-1. Ball back to Barger. Goes by him. Paps throws out a new ball. Shuckers have just two hits tonight. They've just won since the third inning. The pitch. Rodriguez takes away. Count goes to 2-1. Embraves pitching this series been terrific. They've allowed 7 runs, and we're in the bottom of the 9th inning here in Game 3. The pitch, Rodriguez takes inside, and the count goes to 3-1. Well, Wes Clark is on deck. He's 0-1 tonight, but he's drawn 2 walks. Shuckers trying to recreate some of that magic from Tuesday. The pitch, up and away to Rodriguez. And the tying runs on for West Clark. That's the 5th walk tonight by the Shuckers. Brings up Clark. Shuckers trail it 2-1 in the bottom of the 9th inning. Clark's walked twice today. Lined out to third last time up. The pitch home. Swings and hammers it out to right field, tails towards the line. Stevens over, to drops down for a base hit. Clark rounds first, and in a third's Rodriguez. It sounded hard off the bat, wind blowing in, batted it down. Clark breaks a 3-game hitless streak, and what a time to do it. Brings up the right-handed hitting Jefferson Caro. Runners at the corners with 2 outs. And all of a sudden, Robbie Baker gets up in the pen and gets warm. Out of the dugout, Bo Henning, the pitching coach for the Embraves, allows us to give 10 seconds for station identification on the Luxie Shuckers Broadcast Network.
WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the home of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball at 1240 AM and 100.9 FM.
Welcome back to MGM Park. Things are getting tense here late. It's 2-1, Embraves over the Shuckers. There's 2 outs, and Alex Barger's in a whole lot of trouble. Carlos Rodriguez, the tying run is at third. The go-ahead run is Felix Valerio at first. And the guy who could tie it up or win it with one swing of the bat is the young Jefferson Caro, all of 20 years old, at the plate, in from the right side for the Shuckers. Bottom of the ninth inning, Shuckers trail it by one. The pitch misses up high, and the count goes to 1-0. Caro singled to center last time up, nailed it off the bat at 103 miles an hour. The 1-0 delivery. Swing and a miss on a slider. Count evens up 1-1. Felix Valerio is in. Pinch running at first base for Wes Clark, who was taken out of the game after his single. Shuckers opt with a little bit more speed at first. The pitch home. Caro fouls it back. Goes to 1-2. Reminder that foul balls brought to you by Glass Doctor. Whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage, call Glass Doctor at 228-641-9167 or visit gulfcoast.glassdoctor.com. Count at 1-2 with 2 outs. Barger the righty sets. Valerio off first. The pitch. Ground ball left side of the infield. Caro hard out of the box. Conley grabs it, fires to first. And the throw beats Caro. And Barger earns his second save in as many days, and the M-Braves win it 2-1. In the ninth inning, no runs, one hit, no errors, and two runners left on base. Trey Riley gets the win. Carlos Rodriguez, or check that, James Meeker gets the loss. Carlos Rodriguez, a tough luck, no decision for the Shuckers, goes 5 innings, gives up 1 run, strikes out 9, but doesn't factor into the decision as the Shuckers fall to 10-8 on the year. They've lost 2 in a row, while the M-Braves improved to 7-11. They've now won 4 of their last 5 since losing 8 straight. Really turned things around here over the last couple of days. Final lines for both teams. For the M-Braves, 2 runs, 6 hits and an error. For the Shuckers, 1 run on 3 hits and 1 error. We'll take a break. When we come back, it's time to wrap everything up on the Biloxi Shuckers postgame show. We'll get you one final look at the Owa Parks and Resorts scoreboard update, as well as a look at tomorrow's matchup between the Shuckers and the M-Braves. Justin Jarvis, with his team-best 1.59 ERA, goes for the Shuckers opposite Luis de Avila, a 2.53 ERA, and a good start to the year for the Mississippi Braves. Final score, 2-1. M-Braves over the Shuckers. Biloxi Shuckers postgame show comes your way next from the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network and Valley Live.
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Be one of the first 1,000 fans in the ballpark on Saturday, July 1st at 6:05 and receive a Shuckers Hawaiian shirt presented by Kaneka Sausage. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun. Join the Shuckers at MGM Park on Saturday, August 12th at 6:05 as they take on the Tennessee Smokies and celebrate Olympic royalty for Women in Sports Night. The Shuckers are set to honor Gulfport's own Brittany Reese, a 3-time Olympic medalist and 7-time world champion, with a bobblehead in her likeness for the first 1,000 fans. Visit the MGM Park box office or visit BiloxiShuckers.com to get your tickets for the celebration. Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Get out to MGM Park on Saturday, June 3rd at 6:05 against the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. The first 1,000 fans will receive a military jersey-themed lunchbox presented by ASAP. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
At Glass Doctor, our trained specialists are experts at fixing foggy and cracked glass, leaving any residential window looking like new. Visit GlassDoctor.com to request a free estimate and let Glass Doctor bring back your view.
Watch over 7,000 minor league games during the season with MILB.TV on the MILB First Pitch app and MILB.com. Sign up today at MILB.TV.
It's time to wrap up today's action. Welcome inside the Shuckers post-game show. Let's send it back to the booth on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Welcome inside the Biloxi Shuckers post-game show. David Blake alongside you. Shuckers fall in the night 2-1 to the Mississippi Braves. And Braves have taken two out of the first three in this series. Go for a chance to at least guarantee themselves a split tomorrow at 6:35. As far as tonight goes, the M Braves get two runs on six hits with one error. Shuckers, one run on three hits with one error. It's that one error that's the reason why the M Braves' second run came home, as James Meeker gets saddled with the loss and unearned run allowed in an inning and two-thirds of work. Trey Riley, a clean sixth inning, with the M Braves scoring in the top of the seventh inning. He wins, record now at 1-1 on the season. Alec Bergeron, that's his second save in as many days. In kind of a shaky ninth inning, threw an inning, gave up one hit, had runners at first and third with two outs, but induced a ground out to short from Jefferson Caro to earn his second save of the year. Final time of the game, 2 hours and 28 minutes. The attendance, 1,920 here at MGM Park in Biloxi. Let's get you the scoring summary. There's not much to get to. These are two teams who have pitched really well this week, the Shuckers and the M Braves. After tonight's game, the season series total, the Shuckers have scored 21 runs in six games, and the M Braves have scored 20 runs in six games. The teams have combined for 40 runs combined in six games, which is an average of the two teams combining for just 6 2/3 runs every single night. So it's been a great pitching series so far between these two teams, and it was no different today. Carlos Rodriguez got the start, allowed one run and an RBI single from Landon Stevens in the third inning. He struck out nine, five innings pitched, gave up one run, three walks, struck out nine. His ERA on the year over four starts, his first four starts in Double A, down to 2.12. A great job by the number 12 prospect in the Brewers system by MLB Pipeline. Shuckers got the run back, though, in the bottom of the third inning. A walk to Wes Cork, a walk to Isaac Collins, and a single from Noah Campbell into left center field. Loaded them up, and Jackson Churio drove in his 16th run of the season on a sac fly to right. Those 16 runs driven in, tops in the entirety of the Southern League. Things went scoreless from there. Rodriguez finished up his outing. James Meeker had a good sixth inning. Then in the seventh inning, Shuckers were getting some things going. A ground out to first started off the inning for Meek. Looked like things would keep rolling, but then a walk and a single to Cal Conley set things up with runners on first and second. A strikeout to Cade Bunnell made it two outs, but Landon Stevens then dribbled one up the third baseline. He beat out the throw, but an errant throw got away from first baseman Xavier Warren, trickled all the way towards the Shuckers dugout. It was tagged to Tyler Black, and it ended up with a 2-1 lead for the M Braves. Things would hold from there. The M Braves used six pitchers on the night, including five relievers. Their five relievers all go one inning in relief of the righty Scott Blewitt, who started things off. They only allowed two hits, didn't have bullpen, struck out three and walked two. Final score again, Mississippi 2, Biloxi 1. Shuckers fall to 10-8 on the season. The M Braves improved to 7-11. They've won four of their last five, while the Shuckers have dropped two straight. We'll take a break. When we come back, it's time to wrap things up on the Owhaw Parks and Resorts scoreboard update. We'll take a look at everything around the Southern League. We'll also get a chance to take a look at the Farm Report up and down the system from Milwaukee to Zebulon. That comes your way next on the Biloxi Shuckers postgame show on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Featuring amazing views of MGM Park, downtown Biloxi, and the Mississippi Sound, the Renova Roofing Party Deck is the place to be this summer. The deck includes all-you-can-eat food and beverage service for 2 hours, as well as group recognition on the MGM Park video board during the game. Enjoy the scenic views of the game from the suite level. Get in the action and call 228-233-3465 today.
Want a fun, family-affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Be one of the first 1,000 fans at MGM Park on Saturday, July 29th at 6:05 for a clear backpack giveaway presented by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Mississippi. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
Other teams might have season ticket holders, but in Biloxi, become a member of the team with a Shuck Nation membership. Pick your way to be at MGM Park for every big home run, late rally, and get out of your seat moment for the 2023 season with one of our memberships, starting as low as $27 a month. Memberships include flexible tickets, exclusive discounts, unique experiences, lasting memories, and more. Become a part of Shuck Nation today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-2465.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
It's time to wrap up today's action. Welcome inside the Shuckers post-game show. Let's send it back to the booth on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers post-game show. David Blake back with you for MGM Park as the Shuckers fall by a 2-1 score to the Mississippi Braves. The M Braves take a 2-1 lead in the six-game series between the two teams as the M Braves improve to 7-11. Shuckers fall to 10-8. Time to take one final look at the Owyhee Parks and Resorts scoreboard update. Plan your visit today by visiting visit-owa.com. That's visit OWA to plan your visit today to Owyhee Parks and Resort, proud sponsor of our scoreboard updates here on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network. It's gone final in Montgomery. Pensacola takes down the Biscuits by a 5-0 score, which means the Shuckers walk into tomorrow still just one game back of the Montgomery Biscuits for that top spot in the first half in the South Division. A postponement today as well. Rocket City and Chattanooga, they'll make it up with a doubleheader on Saturday as the two teams continue on with their six-game set tomorrow night at AT&T Field in Chattanooga. Top of the eighth inning, Tennessee up on Birmingham by a 3-1 score. The Smokies have had a great start to the year, led by top prospect in the Cubs organization, Pete Crow Armstrong. They've gone up to a 10-7 record. They just scored two more. Now a 5-1 score. And the top of the eighth inning, a win tonight would make them improve to 11-7. A loss for the Birmingham Barons would have them fall to 6-12. Final look around the farm, top to bottom. And so let's start off in low A. We'll check that in single A. Kannapolis and Carolina. Final from Zebulon and Five County Stadium. Mudcats win it 7-1. They improve to 10-7 on the year. Annapolis falls to 11-6. Bottom of the ninth inning, the Beloit Skycarp up 6-3 on the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers, but the Timber Rattlers threatening. Two on, one out, and Terrence Dostin at the plate for the Timber Rattlers as they're trying to get their eighth win of the year. 7-10 on the season, while the Skycarp have been off to a red-hot start, 12-5 on the season. Bottom of the eighth inning, Omaha Storm Chasers up 2-0. On the Nashville Sounds. Sounds trying to improve to 13-10 on the season. At the big league level, they're off tonight. They'll play tomorrow to start a three-game set against the Los Angeles Angels. Wade Miley is on the hill for the Brew Crew. Final score tonight, M Braves beat the Shuckers 2-1. Shuckers will try to turn things around and even up the series tomorrow with Justin Jarvis on the hill, 1-1 with a 1.59 ERA, while Luis De Avila gets the start for the M Braves, 0-1, but a 2.53 earned run average. For the M Braves, two runs on six hits and one error. For the Shuckers, one run on three hits with one error. Riley, the win, improves to 1-1. Meeker, the loss, falls to 0-1, while Barger gets his second save of the season. Final time of the game, 2 hours and 28 minutes in front of 1,920. Here at MGM Park. First pitch tomorrow night, a 6:35 p.m. first pitch with the Shuckers and the M Braves. We'll be on air at 6:20 with pregame on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network and Valley Live. For all of us here on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network, we say so long. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 6:20. Shuckers fall to the Embraves by a 2-1 final. Until then, have a great day.
This has been a presentation of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Cruisin' WGCM. For all news, stats, highlights, tickets, and schedules, visit BiloxiShuckers.com. Make sure to stay up to date and follow the team on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Biloxi Shuckers. This has been Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Thanks for making the scene with Cruise and WGCM. Cruise on!
Ba 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 ba. Saw Barbara Ann, so I thought I'd take a chance with Barbara Ann. Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann. You got me rocking and a rolling, rocking and a reeling, Barbara Ann.
When it comes to cruising, we're the leader of the pack. Cruising WGCM.
Give to you, darling.
My love is yours exclusively to enjoy any way you want to.
But it's one thing I want you to remember. If you ever leave me, I believe I'm going insane. Darling, I'll never hear the bells again. No, no, no. Oh, baby, don't leave me. Don't leave me, baby. Oh, baby.
Everything that's wonderful is what I feel when we're together. Brighter than a lucky penny when you're near. The rain goes, disappears, dear, and I feel so fine just to know that you are mine. My life is sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. That's how this refrain goes, so come on, join in. Everybody, sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. Everything that's wonderful is sure to come your way when you're in love to stay. Sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. Everything that's wonderful is what I feel when we're together. Brighter than a lucky penny when you're near. The rain goes, disappears near, and I feel so fine just to know that you are mine. My life is sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. That's how this refrain goes, so come on, join in. Everybody, sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. Everything that's wonderful is sure to come your way, 'cause you're in love, you're in love.
digging the scene on Cruisin' WGCM. Thanks for cruising with us, baby.
Cupid.